Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Rosebud. The director's cut.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
I see dead people.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
There's no school like the old school, and I'm their master.
On the director's cut with Alan T.
Hello, and welcome once again to another edition of the director's cut. This week, I'm featuring a film called Begonia. This came out last year. It's titled a black comedy thriller film. Doesn't mention anything about the sci-fi aspect of it. Well, it's an English language remake of the 2003 South Korean film Save the Green Planet by Yang Yeon-hwan. Well, the film follows two young men who kidnap a powerful CEO, suspecting that she is secretly an alien who wants to destroy Earth. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Michelle.
I believe every company should strive to form a diverse table, to empower people of different skills and every time. What is it?
Skills and identities.
To foster a new generation of... Okay, let's go again.
They want you to think it's you, that it's you who made this world. But it's always been them. All we've lost, all that's been done to us, we're setting that right again. Greetings.
Welcome to the headquarters of the Human Resistance.
Where's my hair?
Your hair has been destroyed. To prevent you from contacting your ship.
What ship?
Your mothership.
Okay.
In the next 48 hours, the police and the FBI will begin a statewide manhunt. I'm a high-profile female corporate executive. I am crucial. In all humility, I can say that. Think of it like you abducted the governor, but worse. There is no possible scenario where you benefit from this incident.
That was really good. My pulse is racing right now. I've done a ton of research on this. You're killing our planet.
Alien fellas.
I'm not an alien.
You're lying to me.
What's the difference? You know this is crazy. You know this is wrong.
I know who you are. I know what you are.
I know you too, Teddy.
It's fine. It's cool.
Well, Begonia premiered in the main competition of the 52nd Venice International Film Festival last year in August and was theatrically released in the United States by Focus Features on October the 24th. Well, it received generally positive reviews, particularly for Stone and Piemon. Both received nominations for their performances at the 83rd Golden Globe Awards and the 32nd Actor Awards. Well, at the 98th Academy Awards, it received four nominations, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Stone. Well, it didn't do well at the Oscars, but let's put it this way. If you get a chance to see this film, it's really quite impressive. No spoilers. I'll give you a little bit of the plot, but won't tell you how it all ends up. We've got some great music, though. That's one of the reasons we do in this show, is to play the music from the movies. And here we go. We start off with this. Gonna like this.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldier everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flower everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Marlene Dietrich, and when will they ever learn, from the movie Begonia. Well, the plot goes a little bit like this. Conspiracy theorist Teddy Gatz and his autistic cousin Don abduct Michelle Fuller, the CEO of a pharmaceutical conglomerate. Also Lith, Teddy's mother, Sandy, previously participated in a clinical trial for Anolith, a drug that rendered her comatose. Well, Teddy has come to believe that Michelle is a member of a malignant alien agency known as the Andromedrama, who are killing Earth's honeybees, destroying communities, and forcing humans into numb subservience. Here's more music. This is Chappelle Roan and Good Luck, Babe.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with the arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be
Good luck, babe. Well, Teddy and Don imprison Michelle in their basement, shave her head, and cover her body in antihistamine cream to prevent her from sending out a distress signal to other Andromedians. Well, Teddy explains that she has 4 days to negotiate a meeting with the Andromedian Emperor before an upcoming lunar eclipse, which will allow the Andromedian's mothership to enter Earth's atmosphere undetected. Oh, my goodness. Here's more music. This is called Crazy.
My mind, there was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough, I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. Now I hope you are having the time of your life, but think twice. You are, bless your soul. You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. To lose their lives out on a limb, and all I remember is thinking, I wanna be like them. I wanna be like them. Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It's no coincidence I've come.
Maybe they are crazy. Well, after having tortured Michelle with electricity, Teddy deems her high physiological tolerance to the electrocution evidence that she is actually a high-ranking member of the Andromedian royal family. Well, Teddy and John release Michelle from the basement under careful supervision and invite her upstairs for dinner. The tense meal culminates in a physical fight between Teddy and Michelle, ultimately interrupted by the arrival of Casey, a local deputy sheriff, and Teddy's childhood babysitter, would you believe, who's searching for Michelle. Well, while Don takes Michelle back to the basement and chains her to the floor after knocking her unconscious with the stock of a shotgun, Teddy distracts Casey by showing him the apiary. In the backyard, just have a look at the bees. That's what it's all about. Back after the break.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Featuring the film Begonia, which is quite a recent film, came out last year. Well, if you haven't seen it, it's the last bit of plot I'm going to give you. I'm not going to tell you any more after this. Well, when Michelle regains consciousness, she offers to help Don if he reports Teddy to the police. Well, Don replies that he only wants to go to outer space with Michelle, and after she promises to take him, he shoots himself in the head. Oh dear. Well, Casey hears the gunshot, but Teddy bludgeons him to death with a shovel and returns to the basement. So that's the policeman out the way. Well, when he discovers Don's body, Michelle convinces a frantic Teddy that a bottle of antifreeze in her car is secretly an Andromedan antidote that will cure his mother. Well, after striking and dislocating Michelle's kneecap, see, it's quite a bit of violence, Teddy rushes to the hospital and injects the antifreeze into Sandy's IV bag. And that is all I'm going to tell you about the plot.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and cause it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give it all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? My
that's called Basket Case from Green Day. Well, the two main cast members, Emma Stone, is plays Michelle Fuller, the CEO of a major pharmaceutical company who's thought to be an alien. Michelle serves as the film's analogue to the character of Kang Mang Sheik, who is the original film Is a Man. Well, the choice to swap the sex of the character was made by Astor, Tracy and Yang prior to Lithimo's involvement with the film. And according to Yang, it was one of the last creative decisions he was involved in prior to stepping down as director. Well, Stone shaved her head for this role, actually shaved it. And Jesse Pimons as Teddy Gatz. Of course, he's the husband of Kirsten Dunst, a conspiracy theory-obsessed beekeeper who kidnaps Michelle. Teddy is an adaptation of the character of Lee Boyungu in the original film and is similar in many ways, including his belief that Michelle is an alien and personal motivation to get revenge for his mother's poisoning. Back to the music now. And this is La Folle by Edith Piaf. Beautiful.
Je revois la ville en fête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Éperdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot sans effort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre, et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Entraînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse, une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Et parfois soulever nos deux corps enlacés s'envolent et retombent tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Et la joie qu'elle a poussée par son sourire me transperce et rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain, je pousse un cri parmi les rires quand la foule vient l'arracher d'entre mes bras. Emportée par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je lutte et je me débat. Mais le son de ma voix s'étouffe dans le rire des autres et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage et je pleure. Et traînée par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse, une folle farandole, je suis emportée au loin. Et je crispe mes poings maudissant la foule qui me vole, l'homme qu'elle m'avait donné que je n'ai jamais retrouvé.
Exquisite stuff there, Edith Piaf. Well, let's talk about the actual making of the film. Principal photography began on July the 1st in 2024 in Oxshott and High Wycombe in the United Kingdom. Yep. Filming also took place in Atlanta, Georgia, where it wrapped there in October of that year. Well, Teddy's house, including the basement, was constructed on a site within the Colden Fort Estate for this fictional Ozolith headquarters. The Botanica Ditton Park, a co-working space in Ditton Park, was used as the filming location. Additional filming took place in Arborfield Studios, where Lanthimos wanted the ending of Begonia to be filmed in the Acropolis in Athens. But the Central Archaeological Council of Greece rejected his request. The Sarikinito Beach on the Greek island of Milos was chosen as an alternative location while filming taking place up until May 2025. Well, the film was budgeted at $45 million. However, a Deadline Hollywood report indicated the film cost $55 million itself, making it Lanthimos' most expensive film, surpassing the film Poor Things. Well, this is a piece of music you're going to recognize straight away. Here is Lou Reed and A Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day, drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. A perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. Yes, we're sort of reviewing music from the movie Begonia. And let's take a look at how it did in the box office. Well, it grossed about $17 million in the United States and Canada and another $25.8 million in other territories. A worldwide total of $43 million. They reckon it cost $55 million to make. So, well, on the average, on the review aggregator website, Rotten Tomatoes, 87% of 333 critics' reviews are positive. The website's consensus reads Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons are at the top of their game in Begonia, a bonkers entertainment that applies director Yorgos Lanthimos' whip-smart method of modern society's madness. Indeed. Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned the film a score of 72 out of 100 based on 61 critics, indicating generally favourable reviews. Audiences polled by CinemaScope gave the film an average grade of B on an A+ to F scale. Listen to this. Thank you. to talk a bit about the actual music on the movie, apart from the songs that appeared in it, before we get there. David Rooney of The Hollywood Reporter wrote that Stone and Piemons are both in top form, clearly reviving with the director's idiosyncratic sensibility and upping each other's game. He also praised the sheer richness, the stinging clarity, and the eye-searing colours of Robbie Ryan's spectacular VistaVision cinematography, while admitting that the film is by no means Lithiamos's best work. It is pretty good. The film is a heady and gripping experience, describing the script as an ingeniously witty and incisive expose of the dueling mindset it's about. Well, I think highly recommend the film to you, but the music is also very good. And here is one that we've featured recently in another film here on Director's Cut. This is Flynn, and this is called Icarus Waltz.
With adrenaline, got no social intelligence, representing no contention, and it's sending me numb. Now I'm shaking, perspirating, head is aching, gone dumb. Hide away in my happy place where I feel safe and bubbled up. Hey dude, what's up, man? Why so blue? You're looking low, feeling lonely, out of place, and too afraid to join the show. A bit of me would do the trick, the cure to all of your sorrow. Make you feel suave, king of the stars, come on, let's chance it, have a go. Shy kind stranger, wanna be my best new pal? We can trauma bond over memories, or if you wanna, we can have a dance. Have a taste, you get a buzz, it's not a big deal, nothing much. Be ashamed to go to waste, why leave it now, have another. My blood's pumping hot and I'm feeling sick, kind of feeling mad, body's fizzling. Vision flickering, fuzzy stars running through my head, think it's kicking in. I ought to call it quits cause now I'm feeling fit. Why the hell did I get into this? If I quit now, I can get out, carry on as I always do. Oh man, don't stop now, we're just getting started. You don't wanna miss out on this night, it's ecstatic. Take a bit of me and I'll get you through. Spring you to your feet right back in the room. Show them what we're made of, don't be ashamed of me, cause I am part of you. We'll never let you go.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back as we get near the end of our feature today. This is a bit of news about the composer of the theme music and the incidental music in the film, Jurgen Frederiks. And he reteamed with Lanthimos consecutively for the third time after Poor Things and Kinds of Kindness, when he discussed about the film with Lanthimos in mid-2023. The latter did not give him a complete script, but instead told him three words, bees, basement and spaceship, and gave him a year to write music based on this, and only after which he could read the full script or see the final edit as well. Well, we're actually going to play out with the Bees track, but before that, though, we've got Regina Spektor, and this is called Fidelity.
Shook it up. I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on ground, and by protecting my heart truly, I got lost my mind. All of these words I hear in my mind. All of this music, and it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart.
Eclectic mix of tracks from the movie Begonia, and we're going to play, as I say, with the track called Bees from the film, composed by the man we sort of talked about earlier on, which I've sort of got his name. No, I haven't. It's Yuskin Fendrix, I beg your pardon. And before that, though, we're going to go out with this. This is the sound of the Mamas and the Papas. Yep. And Dream a Little Dream of Me. Thanks so much indeed for your company. Join me next time on the Director's Cut.
And now to sing this lovely bell, here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
not leave our worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.